silly. They're not going to let us in.
Will you just come on? You got to loosen up, Mr. Adler.
But this is the most popular place in town right now.
We can get in. Just comb your hair, you know, look your best. I can get us in. Come on, man, we've been waiting for hours. You guys have plenty of vaccinations in there. Just let us in, man.
55 and older and first responders only.
Oh, we'd like to get in there and get some vaccinations, okay?
Are you on the list?
Well, no, I'm not on the list. I tried to get on the list. I sat on my computer 30 nights in a row trying to make a vaccination appointment and get on the goddamn list. Look, the thing is, we are school faculty, okay? You gotta let us in.
No, no, you have to let in people with health issues first. I am a chain smoker and my wife is 39 pounds overweight.
I have a compromised immune system. I have genital warts and I will show them to you.
Over 55 first responders and group 2B only. Now beat it.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
save the nation with inoculation. We got that vaccine vibe going on. We got one shot to save the freaking world.
Get off your couch and do the Fauci ouchie.
Get the jab.
Episode 266. This is Vaccinated Bros. We're Vaccinated Bros.
Yeah, bro.
I got both of my shots. I'm good to go.
Yep, we're going to get out.
I got improved Bluetooth signal range. I got full 5G. This shit is lit.
Absolutely. And what you just heard... Little South Park pandemic special. Into some Authorities era. They're coming out with a new album. And
you guys. I'm getting the shot.
What came out today was pretty awesome. Chaser has a new album. Fresh as fuck. Do you even know who that is? Probably not.
Must be their third album.
From Canada.
Hey,
you'll hear some random ass shit on this one. A Nirvana song created by AI.
I don't know if I've mentioned this before. First off, Nirvana song created by AI sounds like exactly like what Kurt Cobain killed himself for.
no kidding.
But yeah, no, this is horrible.
I
Jesus, man, is this where we are? Like, AI is making art that's worth millions of dollars. AI is making music better than the musicians that made it. Like, what the fuck, man?
Yeah, like, really shitty.
I do have to admit though that the second shot gave me a little bit of a hit, you know.
I had no effects. Not the band.
Really? Every album?
But the first shot fucked me up super hard. But I did go back to work for like half a day and did a bunch of physical labor and worked and stuff, you know.
Yeah.
So I think that had a factor. But man, I was fucking just destroyed for 2 days on the first one.
On the first one.
But the second one, I had nothing. Kind of sore arm.
I was the exact opposite. Like, the first one, I was kind of sore arm, didn't really feel nothing. The second one, I was like, sore arm, turned into really sore arm, turned into like a mild headache, turned into a low grade fever. Right. And what was interesting was that it was like the whole time, like, no matter like how quote unquote sick I was, like, consciously in my mind, I was like, dude, I'm not sick at all. This is like the vaccine tricking my body into thinking I have this shit. And the good news is that if I did have some sort of adverse reaction, it meant that like it's actually doing its job and like making me healthier and stronger in that context. So like, I feel like if anything, we're all like fucking X-Men now, you know, we're gonna have like mutant powers and shit.
All I heard is Pfizer is wiser.
Get the
Moderna again.
Get the Johnson in your Johnson, huh?
You'll also hear on this episode Hank Ford.
Just don't mess with that English-ish, right? That Cambridge, Oxford.
What's the Sputnik 9 or whatever?
Oxford and Zeneca or whatever it is from the UK that's like giving people blood clots and shit.
There's a Russian one called Sputnik something.
Oh, I'm sure like, you know, like some third world Middle Eastern nation will be like, you know, come up with like, it's pure COVID vaccine, 100% guaranteed. And it's like olive oil.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So you'll hear Hank 4. You didn't hear me. Have you heard Hank 4?
Hank 4? Wait. So, like, Hank 3 had
Hank
a kid?
Hank Williams' great-great-grandson or something? Or great-grandson?
So you're telling me that... You're
Hank
telling
1.
Me Hank 3 had a kid.
No. Hank won.
Oh, Hank won's other
wife kid. Or something? Or I don't know. There's some mega like connection only to Hank won.
Interesting. So it's like Hank because he's really just stroking you.
Yeah, Hank 4, you'll hear that. And next weekend, we actually get to hang out.
Dude, oh my God. It's been too long.
I know, no shit. Fucking
it's gonna be amazing. It's going to be amazing.
Absolutely. And we're going to play some more music right now, some really weird shit. And
We're gonna have a really terrible show. I can guarantee you that, because we're going to be fucking wasted.
I got some pretty good themes cooked up. All right, here we go. Enjoy. This is the Vaccinated Bros Edition. Rhyme.
And a shot full of treason.
It was stunting my growth, separated me from the shit I was wanting the most. Felt myself coming close to pumping them O's, lump in my throat, chest poked out, face was poker. Trying to erase my ghosts, chasing smokers. Got demons on both shoulders, trying to show for my life through the streets. In other words, nigga, my will was weak. Please feel what I speak. This ain't your average ordinary jogging. Weak rap niggas be talking. This shit is deep. From the mind of Busta X and me to all my fallen soldiers, rest in peace. Till we meet, niggas.
Why? All my niggas, tell me. Why? Tell me. We got crazy with it. Oh. And quick to blazy with it. From in my soul of every word that I curse. With all the agony expressed in this verse. Let me ask my niggas.
Why?
All my niggas, tell me.
Why?
Tell me.
We
got guards, nigga. And go to yard, nigga. Because I walk the ground under my feet. And keep it live and stay in tune with the street. Now let me ask
you,
my
nigga, cuckoo, like I respect the new you. Never see you two could get it through your foo-boo sweater. Like a nigga when he walk in the dark, trespassing on a nigga land. Shots echo loud in the park. I live and die for all the shit I believe, and rep for everything I stand for with every single breath that I breathe. Like the intake from cigarette smoke. It's like you inhale the demon in the gutter, stress, struggle, and broke. If the shit was all over the mall, I'd leave a treasure for my kids with a legacy for my children to follow. You know it's funny how the good die first. Get the pepper, then you're stepping, faggot nigga, cause you could die worse. Hold on, you know I cut off my arm in the name of reppin' real niggas in the midst of dropping this bomb. Allah blessed me to rep for the better and carry on something great and keep a nigga name living forever. Now tell me, why?
All my niggas tell me,
why?
Tell me,
we
cut you crazy with it, oh. And quick to blaze you with it. From in my soul of every word that I curse, with all the agony expressed in this verse. Let me ask my niggas,
why?
All my niggas tell me,
why?
Tell me,
we
cut you guards, nigga, and go to yard, nigga, because I walk the ground under my feet and keep it live and stay in tune with the street. Now let me ask my niggas,
why?
connection. Let's bash. Let's monster bash. Hit a tater out the stadium for monster cash. Hit a dinger through the fucking VIP suite glass. Break your fucking arm in half and then sign the cast.
Get well soon. Love, Jose. Sorry about your arm, Walt Weiss.
It happens.
I might be an athletic, but I'm built like a giant. And I'm wearing white socks like an angel ass lion. Met a blue jay that's fucking an Oreo. You're royally screwed like a marlin exposed to the oil that a pirate or a mariner spilled out his tank.
That's a cardinal sin, Padre.
Can't tell it to the ranger. You feel brave, little cub, cub. Try to sock me, but when I'm seeing red, shit is gonna get rocky. A Dodger feels beat your blood, red sock soggy. Astrophysicist, make you see stars promptly. I'm more hopped up than a brewer that's hyper. Sit Indian style when I'm Yankee on my Tiger. I'm staring at a Philly with some major league twins. If you didn't know by now, I'll name it baseball team. Let's bash,
let's bash,
let's monster bash. Round tripper, make the pitcher feel like donkey ass. Hit a ding dong doodle with my bing bong bat. We smack a blast, then we smash a bash. Bash.
You got the vaccine, they got the vaccine, we got the vaccine.
We can get back to normal, let me inform you, let's all get the vaccine.
It's about community immunity, I'm talking unity for you and me.
If Doc says it's good, then trust me, it's good. Now let's all get the vaccine.
I'm the king of rock,
there is none higher. DMC, I will inspire. Time for us to trust and not debate. The vaccine, believe it's safe to take. 9 out of 10 people won't get sick. That's 90% effective and legit. This COVID thing is real and it will find you. It's killing our people, let me remind you. Back in the days, back in the days, there was polio, smallpox, back in the days. Measles and mumps, man, back in the days. But because of the vaccines, none of those days. Vaccines, they work to trigger immunity. 2 shots, we got antibody security.
We gotta act now,
no need to wait. Get your vaccine before it's too late, for real.
Before
unemployment, failure.
Together, looks like we're in for nasty weather.
for every adult to be vaccinated by May. Does this mean I can go to Cancun for spring break with Ted Cruz and the gals?
Well, I didn't say that.
Mr. Biden, bring my vaccine. Keep me protected from COVID-19. Tell me the trick to how I'm Moderna. Fix up that magic Pfizer or Moderna. Biden, give me a poke. They call you sleepy, but you're pretty woke. I'm so tired of quarantine. Mr. Biden, bring my vaccine. Please bring me J.
Episode 166 coming at you. This is the Vaccinated Bros edition.
Yeah, bro. Fully vaxxed and ready to roll. I'm going to wear that shit like fucking Wayne's World at an Alice Cooper concert.
That's right. The laminate. That's what I was saying at brunch this one fucking day. Just shove it in people's faces. Be
gold chain. Put it on there. Just like, yeah, boy.
We're trying to come up in this weird ass world, and yeah, I got
I just
a bunch of
flavor flave of the vaccine card. Like, I think that'd be great.
Like to give a shout out to the late DMX. What you heard in the first music after the first talking
was it the Christmas DMX?
Dropping
his mouth from his crack, like. I mean, was anyone surprised that that guy OD'd?
He made some pretty badass shit, though, dude. You gotta admit.
I was actually surprised he lived as long as he did. That dude never let off the throttle. He was like in and out of rehab only because he kept getting caught, so he had to go to rehab.
Brutal. And I'd like to give a shout out to another podcast I just discovered. There's only 3 episodes. Death at the Wing.
Nice.
Pretty crazy.
We haven't done any real podcasting cross promotion in a long time.
Brothers Grimm needs to have it for this band. Get this. Gorilla Assa?
Gorilla Ass Hat? What did
Gorilla
you say?
Assa. Anyway, it's the Ramones meets Bob Marley. It's all Bob Marley songs, but like Ramones version.
I mean, I guess that makes
sense.
It's
pretty cool, though. It's like, songs, what the right? fuck, man? What is this? Deputy Dog provided it, and my mind was blown.
Yeah, like, that's amazing. So, I love it.
You got to check out this mashup. Right now, I'm drinking a whiskey Red Bull. I ate a giant thing of lasagna.
All right, Garfield.
I know. I feel like a blob. It put me down, but I'm getting pepped back up with a whiskey Red Bull. What do you got?
Coronado, Leisure Lagoon, Hazy Pale Ale.
Nice.
Smoking deal at the store. It was like half off, so it was like, I think it was $6 for a 6-pack.
Oh, hell yeah. I know.
The six pack of pints, by the way. Yeah.
That's so amazing. California and the brews. I had a Berryessa beer that was phenomenal at dinner.
Berryessa Brewing. Yeah.
And then I had this Contact Haze Elysium.
Oh, yeah.
Dude.
Done for the taste dust.
Just delicious.
Oh, yeah. DJ Mrs. Gower in the house.
Bringing a beer. Hello.
Hi, Grant.
We're going to level up here, folks.
Oh, jeez. Friday night.
The field work, Paul.
That looks so good.
Looking delish.
But yeah, we're
going to be soon, yeah?
Yeah. Next weekend.
Next episode.
The next 5 to 10 episodes.
Bring your pretty lady on up, too.
She's coming for sure. We're fully vaxxed. That's the theme of the show. True. Vaccination bros.
Hell yeah. Well, I miss your beautiful wife, so I'm glad she's coming.
I mean,
you too, but your wife is awesome.
Okay, she'll be there.
I'm married to Matador, so I don't know if she's coming, but she'll be going with me.
It's our anniversary, and that you couldn't understand how more true that statement is. Luckily, I bought some rhino shit at the gas station. So,
brilliant.
Turbo rhino at my local gas station near the counter. So I'll be raging in the sack all night.
Whoa.
Anyway, we're kind of vaccinated bros. Yeah, man, it's been a rough year. 2020, the movies. Jesus, dude. It's finally starting to come out with good shit. Bad
you know what
trip.
We're going to get some of the best animated movies you've ever seen coming up soon, I'm sure.
I'm sick of the animated crap.
It was the only thing people could work on. So it's going to be just unreal. Spectacular.
I'd like to give a shout out to Bad Trip, Eric Andre, on Netflix. Watch it tonight if you haven't. Jackass on steroids. It's so funny. By the makers. Nice. What's the guy? Jeff something? The Jackass guy? The main creator. The main creator of Jackass. No.
I thought he started the whole thing.
No. The other guy, Jeff something. Anyway, I can't think of his name. But also, Barb and Star go to Del Mar. Gotta watch that one too. If
we make it through this, it's a catchy name.
The makers of Bridesmaids or whatever. All right, we're gonna play some more music. Rhyme.
And kudos.
I shiver when I see the falling snow. If we make it through December. Got plans to be in a warmer town come summertime. Maybe even California. If we make it through December, we'll be fine.
Yeah. raise my kin. Ain't a matter of where you've been, 'cause I'm just another old son of sin.
Yes, we have to organize, organize, organize. Do away with all the lies, all the lies, all the lies. They coming with the Magnum, the Glock, and the 45. In between the protests, we protest and realize. Yes, we have to organize, organize, organize. Do away with all the lies, all the lies, all the lies. They coming with the tear gas and Glocks and the 45. In between the protests, we protest and realize. Realize that we have already been here before. Protests in the streets, 'cause we see and we all at war. Burning police cars and we shooting, looting these stores. You may not agree, but you see they changing these laws. The only thing they understand now is a city burning. They acting like they shocked with these cops, they just learning. Seeing Mr. Floyd on the ground, it got him squirming. Now we can see they are the Nazis, we the German blacks. Organize, organize, organize. Do away with all the lies, all the lies, all the lies. They coming with the Magnum, the Glock, and the 45. In between the protests, we protest and realize. Yes, we have to organize, organize, organize. Do away with all the lies, all the lies, all the lies. They coming with the tear gas and Glocks and the 45. In between the protests, we protest and realize. Yeah, we always wake up, but then we go back to sleep again. In between the protests is when we be getting weak again. We hear about the loot, another shooting this week again. This gives the police another excuse to hit the streets again. White police, black population can never be a friend. Our mothers and our fathers and our families, they be seizing them. They the overseers, we the SLAVEs to them. We gotta rise to the level where we ain't needing them. Everybody organize, organize, organize. Do away with all the lies, all the lies, all the lies. They coming with the Magnum, the Glock, and the 45. In between the protests, we protest and realize. Yes, we have to organize, organize, organize. Do away with all the lies, all the lies, all the lies. They coming with the tear gas and Glocks and the 45. In between the protests, we protest and realize. Yes, you have to follow me, follow me, follow me. It's my philosophy that white law monopoly makes democracy hypocrisy. In a capitalist economy, it's no democracy. I demand the return of my sovereignty, no apology. Independence, autonomy, no need to mommy me. I could run my own country if you could just stop bombing me. Give me my land back, give me my gold back. My heritage, my birthright, you outright stole that. Organize, organize, organize. Do away with all the lies, all the lies, all the lies. They coming with the Magnum, the Glock, and the 45. In between the protests, we protest and realize. Yes, we have to organize, organize, organize. Do away with all the lies, all the lies, all the lies. They coming with the tear gas, Glocks, and 45. In between the protests, we protest and realize.
Inside my Pfizer Moderna, I got the vaccine. Up inside my Pfizer Moderna, I got the vaccine. Up inside my
got the vaccine up inside my life. I got that vaccine and I'm feeling just right. Got vaccine in the motherfucking dick. Got that vaccine and I'm gonna suck you clear. I got the vaccine
Moderna, I got the vaccine.
I got the vaccine. I got that motherfucking flu. Come on, I baby, got the vaccine. I said I got the vaccine. It's a new lease on life, baby. Skipping down the damn street, no thing. I'm taking little spit in the mouth, spit in the dick, spit in my ass, spit on your tits. Rubbing it around, getting down in this motherfucker, baby. Got a vaccinated attitude, and I'm gonna rock and roll.
So it's going to be, I mean, I know it's kind of cool. You just saw me on the street and I just got my vaccine and you're vaccinated, but we got to wait. There's a gestation period. So it's,
oh, there's this, so we can't just fuck on the street.
Yeah.
vaccinated. All 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 vaccinated.
Now have some degree of protection.
States and getting vaccines into their older population.
The majority of baby boomers have been vaccinated. Have been vaccinated. Have been vaccinated. 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 Vaccinated.
Baby boomers, greatest generation. Got all the money, now we got the vaccination. Crash the economy three whole times. But when it comes to the vax, we the first in line.
Got a job out of college, no student debt. Retirement funded 100%. Voted for Trump, but just for the taxes. Don't believe in COVID, still got the vaccine.
Pfizer, Moderna, I know you earn. Get one, but you gotta wait your turn. I get to the vax, I get what I want, son. You get what's left, bitch.
Johnson & Johnson.
Money stacks, hands,
tax,
arm,
vax,
no mask.
Biggest generation, ain't no stopping me. Never gonna die, drain your social security.
The boomers got the vax. No rumors, just facts, yeah. Give it up if you're 70 plus. Everyone else getting jealous of us, jealous of us.
Baby boomer.
How you living,
baby boomer.
Ow! COVID can't touch me now. Low mask and the sore nose poking out. When it's time to pay, I whip the coupons out. Even though I got to send me in the bank account.
Y'all can't see. Let me give you a clear sense. We out here spending your inheritance. You in the parking lot, eating by the trash rat. We in the booth, reading menus with the flashlight. Yeah, I know you missed us. Might book a trip on the Diamond Princess. Eat all the food, drink all the booze, sail all the cruise while you still on the Zoom.
Job retired,
climate
denied,
license
expired,
but we still on fire.
Stop by my house, give my grandkids a hug. Now get the f*** out, I'm trying to have fun.
The boomers got the vax, everyone else get to the back. Yeah, we coming first like we always do. We're jumping in front of you and you and you and you and you and you.
I-M-M-U-N-I-T-Y, that's what I got, body's anti, I got the shot, that's just how it is, you locked inside, homeschooling my grandkids, I know you wanna live large like me, I got the big ass house and the SUV, I got the second house too, and the third house three, and the place in Vermont, and one in Miami, damn, I got five houses, that's a lot, good for me.
Hit the links with the drinks for another golf sesh. You on the Vax website, hitting the refresh. You whine and cry while we dine inside. We run the world since 1945.
Me? I spend my time playing tennis. Two things that don't work, me and my penis.
My shirt?
What about her? You know it's getting tucked. And my wife?
What about her?
She left me.
Oh.
Hold up, hold up. I ain't had my say yet. Yo, tell them what my name is.
Edith, 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 Edith.
All right, I don't need to click. I'm just going to I'm going to go right into it. All right, push it.
Grieving Soto, a man that we were all privileged to know. Why'd you have to be the first at a lesson to go? There would have been so many less people crying had it been written up in Frank Casey or even Derek O'Brien. I'm so grateful that before your end I told you you're my hero and my treasured friend. Bobby Pinn never told anyone he hustled for Poland, or that the black beauties he took were empty shells. Clearly knew what image sells. The beauty crew was Michelle Bell's. To be so
so charismatic. Thought he had to play the addict. Was his suicide from drugs? Cause the LA punks were violent, homophobic thugs. Mike Burkett! Don't put me in this song, I'm not dead yet. I'm just singing this to make sure you don't forget. To be cautious, more respectful, less obnoxious. Cause you've been getting hated, making the cool things that you've done in your life negated. Cause now musicians aren't supposed to take positions or protest our shit conditions. And yes, we should all feel violated, cause our scene's getting castrated and annihilated. GG used to be the most hated, then Ben, now it's me. Cause I guess I say things insensitively. Now all the great bands who got bigger wouldn't dare sing words that Epstein and Penelope sang with vigor. We all know that Jesus Christ was a figment that must have had a lot of pigment in his skin. Cause he was a Semitic Egyptian, didn't you know? But if there was ever gonna be a resurrection, I prefer that it was Steve Soto.
What's up, everybody? You're not being robbed. I'm just on quarantine like everybody else, sitting back dealing with this serious pandemic. You know, I've lost quite a few friends to this, and this is serious business. But in the meantime, the band Body Count, you know, we just put out a new album, Carnivore, and we can't even tour. You know, we lost a bunch of tours overseas, festivals. I know people wanted to see us. We had to shut it down for your safety. You understand? So now I'm sitting home like, damn, what am I gonna do? The new album out, can't even do a video. So I said, I'm gonna tell the homies to video on the iPhone. We'll just edit this shit together and see how it comes out. So I got it all the homies. I said, hey, get your iPhones out, get your girls to video you, do whatever. I called my man Riley from Power Trip. I said, man, we need you on the vocals, all right? This is the song, Point the Finger, Body Count, and Power Trip, all right? This is an iPhone quarantine video for you motherfuckers. And hey, maybe after this is all over, we'll do a real video. Maybe not.
The door! people and kids gotta get killed by these police, man. And then it's always the victim's fault. Some fucking bullshit.
Here looking for a new act, man.
Yeah, man. Who is this?
It's the DLC.
Yeah, we looking for new acts, man. But let me tell you something, man. We're looking for somebody that's funky.
The DLC's dope.
Let's go find him, man.
Yeah.
Y'all ready for this?
Dr. Dre, kick it.
21.
It's vaccination day. It's vaccination day.
It's vaccination day.
Appointments are open. I'm group 4. I don't have to stay here anymore. I'm sick of eating takeout on these plates. The time indoors has got me stressed, but I just checked on CVS. Finally, they're giving me some dates. I'll see actual real-life people. It'll be totally strange. I might even get to go see a game. For the first time in forever, I'll hang out with someone else. Love you. But for the first time in
because you don't like sports, you know.
I could go to a bar with buddies. You're the best. I don't have to live in fear. Love you. For the first time in forever, I won't be right here.
Guys, I'm really proud of you in quarantine. Kids, you've worked really hard. And honey, I think our relationship's gotten a lot tighter now that we've been in closer space. I gotta get on a plane now. Bye!
I'll sit in a seat that cramps my knees. And I won't care because at least I'm free. But then I'm going to an indoor play. I'll be that guy who shows the bar. My brand new
episode 266 coming at you. We are the Vaccinated Bros.
That's right, folks. We were going to put a show out sooner, but we didn't because we were busy getting vaccinated. What have you been doing?
I've been busy as fuck. I don't even want to Matador confess.
There's no confession needed here. I think the number one confession is everyone should go get vaccinated because it helps no one but everyone other than yourself. Like, if you could do one thing to help everyone around you right now, it would be get yourself vaccinated so you don't hurt someone else.
PSA by DJ Gower. He's a hell of a guy. And I'd like to give a special shout out to Brazil, who's just getting hammered by the Rona.
But they spent like the last 6 months denying it and going around like no rules on masks, like freedom, you do what you want. It's America, South America.
It was Brazil, dude.
Which is in what continent? Oh, South America.
America. Yeah, man. America. Friday night in I'm in Chico. He's in Sac. Yeah, man. Been quite a week.
Yeah, man. But you know what? The next time we get together to record Rhyme and Treason Radio, we don't have to say that. We don't have to look at each other through a stupid ass camera.
It's gonna be crazy.
We get to stand next to each other, one eye half open, staggered drunk, going, "I love you, man. This is the best podcast I've ever done."
Yeah, I want to bring back the slur and the eating of the mic, you know. Another band I discovered recently, the Shatners.
Oh, let me guess. Is their first album Inner Pants?
No, their first album is called Shit. But I swear it's good.
What? It's really called Shit?
Yeah. It's pretty awesome, man. Come on, dude. You'll hear the title track.
If your band's name is Shatner, you either need to name your first album William, or you need to name it In Her Pants. So that's the only answer, and I'm sorry that they missed that boat. I mean, they really, really needed the help of DJ Gower and his marketing genius.
Straight out of Oklahoma City. Level. Yeah, man. Trying to find the new bands. Yeah, what a struggle. And
right, I mean, like, honestly, like, we went on a long road trip recently and went out to the coast to Mendocino, which was like, you know, it's like a 4-hour drive from Sac, and we actually made an effort to try and listen to the radio. And even our 10-year-old son, who would be the most influenced by the music that we're hearing, is going, "What is this garbage pop nonsense? Yeah, it's awful. Like, turn this off." And he's the target demographic.
Oh yeah, soon the AI will be producing all tracks that we'll all
love. That's true.
like that Nirvana song. I'm like, this is pretty good.
He wants to play it for him because he loves Nirvana. So as soon as he hears it, he's just going to like smash his guitar against the floor and like completely have a meltdown. Be like, this is the end of society as we know it.
Pretty much. And we're still here trying to cope. And I got a sad Porsche update.
But we're vaccinated, so we'll live to see it.
Sad Porsche update.
Uh-oh.
One of the little knobs on the thing where the window rolls up broke off. I know. My miraculous Porsche is getting...
Hold on. Because you're saying it as if you're very disappointed in this result, which means that this little knob did not fall off.
No, I broke it. Why would it just flip? I don't know, man. Yeah. And then it's like, no, I don't want to touch anything. God damn it.
And then you're like, how much for this knob? And they're like, well, we have to disassemble the door.
Yeah, yeah. That'll be $8,000.
$1,800.
Just leave it. Shit, right? Dude.
Like, what to do? And they're like, well, it adjusts the armrest a little bit. You're like, oh, I guess I'll hold off on that for a little while.
I know, right? Fuck. Shit, man. Baseball's back. Excited about that.
Fuck yeah, man. I'll tell you how excited I am about that. We got to go 2 days after I got my second shot. Or the day after I got my second shot, I should say, to go to the local River Cats Stadium here for the minor league team. But they weren't playing, no sir. It was the A's versus the Giants, their alternative site teams, which is essentially watching all the guys that are on the bench.
Man, the taxi squad. Fuck yeah.
Yeah, man. And there's some really good players on those squads. And there was maybe 500 people there, tops.
That's rad. I'm going to get to that.
Right. For $15, we sat 18 rows away from home plate.
Yeah, that's pretty good. That's awesome, man. All right, we're going to close out the show. Thanks for listening.
That's a hell of a way to kick it off. You know what I mean? Like, to be like, we're fucking back, baby. Like, woo! Good.
All right, man. See you next weekend. And thanks for listening to this episode. If you did, Vaccinations for Life. Rhyme.
Vaccination across the nation. Make it happen.
Any requests for songs? I know we're closing it out, but come on. Throw something out.
Oh, I'll throw something out.
Some eligible right now. Have made countless calls, checked websites every day, and waited on long lines trying to get a vaccine, coming up empty time and time again. So, you know, we've been talking to so many reporters, asking them about the difficulties of this process and how hopeless it can feel at times. And
I'm on hold with the one. I wanted to tell everybody, I think you should get out there and do it too. I even changed one of my songs to fit the occasion. It goes, vaccine, 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 vaccine. I'm begging of you, please don't hesitate. Vaccine, 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 vaccine. 'Cause once you're dead, then that's a bit too late. I know I'm trying to be funny now, but I'm dead serious about the vaccine. I think we all want to get back to normal, whatever that is. And that would be a great shot in the arm, wouldn't it, if we could get back to that. But anyhow, I just wanted to encourage everybody, because the sooner we get to feeling better, the sooner we are going to get back to being normal. So I just want to say to all of you cowards out there, don't be such a chicken squat. Get out there and get shot. Anyway, that's my message to you. So I am going to call on my friend, Dr. Najah Boomrod, that's worked in research here at Vanderbilt. That's where I am today. And he's going to pop me in my arm. And so I'm going to call him in. I'm going to mask up first, though, because I have a pretty good distance between me and the camera. So I'm going to put this on and get that on, get my hair back around so I look good. You know, we got to look good. Okay, Dr. Najah, get in here and give me a shot. How are you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good.
It's so good to see you, and thank you very much for coming.
Yeah, well, thank you for helping me out. You've been here for years doing research at Vanderbilt, and you and I have been friends forever, and I thought it was only appropriate that you should be the one to give me my shot today.
Absolutely, and I'm so glad that you're here and that you're giving the great message, and we're ready.
Okay, well, I'm going to wait on you. Okay. I hope you practice. I even had a little cutout in my shirt. I matched it over here because I'm sure you can just reach down in there and surely find a muscle somewhere.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to wait for you. All right.
I'm sorry.
It's all right. Do what you got to do. You're the doctor. I'm just the patient. I didn't know you were going to be so clumsy. I hope you're going to do better with my shot.
DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass, ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.